In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, this is letter number 3806. Now, in the end of this volume 11, which is ends with the month of Elul, they put in all the letters, which seems like it's the end of Elul, but it seems like it's 1955, but they're not sure about it. That's why they write a question mark. They write in the letter. The Rebbe is addressing this letter to Avosik V'chosid Melachtem Lech HaShemayim, to Zeif Tzvi Weber. Sheyichya. The Rebbe says, your letter dated the 12th of Elul has been received. So, in the sages, there's a saying that every grass, Ein Loch Esav Milamato, every grass here below, She'ein le'mazel m'mayla, always has like a mazel. A mazel is not an angel, but it's like less than, but it's close. In other words, the grass is physical. There's a spiritual counterpart of each grass, which is called a mazel. And that mazel is what influences the grass. So basically we see, this is from the Gemara, Maamar Hazal. We see the physical, we see the grass itself. We don't see the spiritual part of the grass. And the Gemara says that it tells them grow, which means there is a spiritual part to that physicality. But the person asked the Rebbe, in that case, is if there is always a mazel, so how could that same mazel distribute two types of portions? To some, he gives a part of good and bad, and to some, there is no good at all. What he's referring to is in the negative side, it's explained in the Kabbalah, is based on a verse. That there is a negative which is called klipas noiga. It has a light, meaning it has good and bad. It depends how you end up using it. So, like foods that you can use, that you can eat. It also, the food comes from klipat noiga. That's from the balance. It's like from the eitz hadas, tovara, good and bad mixed. So it means it depends what you do with the grass. If you make something positive out of it, you know, you feed the animal and you shech them, you do good, then that's elevated. That's from the part of klipa, which is tovara. But some things which are not to be used, such as we learned last week about kilayim, if you have, you sow the grass, different species, that becomes prohibited, or whatever. Some things come from the negative. You can't elevate it because that kosher or non-kosher. So kosher is something that you can elevate. You can use it. Certain things are non-kosher. You can't use it. In either way, the Rebbe says also that it's brought down that the animal's soul, which is in a Jewish person, that animal soul is a mixture of good and bad. That's in the Tanya. And the souls of the nations of the world are from the Gimel Klipos HaTmeis Legamri, are from the three impure Klipos, totally. That doesn't make them, I know, don't jump on me, that doesn't make them bad, but this is a concept that it's in the Kabbalah and based on the Gemara. But basically, I'm just going to try to explain it just so not to leave it. I mean, basically, people naturally are selfish. And that's to be expected. Why should somebody want to do for somebody else naturally, instinctively? It's the survival of the fittest. And it's just like in the animal kingdom. You know, what's in the animal kingdom? You know, the everybody is looking for their self-preservation. That's what it is. So being from that level of being concerned only about yourself is to be expected. The only thing is that Hashem has endowed a special soul for the Jewish people, which is called the Nefesh HaBamish by the Yidden. They get something which is outside of the natural way. And that's why the Talmud says, like, the Yidden have naturally certain tendencies, like compassion, like, I'm not saying, of course, you know, we have the Hasidim Masailam, we have people who have done tremendous kindness, and that goes without saying, but I'm saying the... But the Rebbe says, but they asked, how could you have one mazel, one mazel, how could you can have it do two things? It provides both for those that are from good and bad, and those who have no good at all. And how does it vitalize both the animal soul that's in the Jew and the souls of the non-Jews, which come from different places, from Tovara or Klipas Tumeis Lagamri? So the Rebbe says, it's understood, we're not talking about one mazel, God forbid. Because the Rebbe says, Klipas Noga, that's the klippa that has no, it has a little shine to it, which is the intermediary between holiness and klippa. Klippa again is the negative, but the at the end it goes up to kedusha, as opposed to the gimel klippas. They don't ever go up to kedusha. There is no birur. Over there, as far as klippa goes, over there the verse says, "Vesruach hatuma avir min haaretz," that the spirit of impurity, Hashem says, I will remove from the land. So, again, it's hard to know exactly, I didn't see his letter, but from the resume, so what's the problem that you have one mazel doing one thing and other mazel doing something else? And the Rebbe says, if what you're asking is, how could negativity be created altogether from Hashem? How could it be? So the Rebbe references in Torah Oir, the Maimer Lehovini and Habrachas, and the Kutta Torah to the Gimel Parshis over there in the book of Lekutta Torah, Gimel Parshis. That's from the Rebbe Maharash over there. So that's what the Rebbe gives him the answer to the two things, to the thing that he brought up about this same grass that energizes the physical over here, and the Rebbe answers him with that.